DuryNet News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
A federal judge has dismissed criminal charges against three men indicted in the 2018 sinking of a duck boat in Branson, Missouri that killed 17 people. KCUR Radio in Kansas City reports the move was expected after a magistrate judge in September recommended that the charges be thrown out. The charges were based on admiralty jurisdiction, but U.S. Magistrate Judge David P. Rush found that Table Rock Lake, the site of the disaster, is not a navigable waterway under admiralty law. Missouri's governor says a key recommendation in an investigative report into recent COVID deaths in Missouri veterans' homes is already happening. MissouriNet asked Governor Mike Parson yesterday about Armstrong Teasdale's recommendation that the veterans' homes establish a protocol to allow a limited number of designated family members to visit their loved ones.
And that's something we've been very concerned with all the nursing homes across the state. And we have made ways that you can do visitations through that across state. Dr. Williams has worked really hard on that.
Armstrong Teasdale's report says family members are instrumental in their loved ones' care at veterans' homes, including cleaning their ears to help them hear better and brushing their teeth and dressing them. The Missouri legislature will be asked to change part of Missouri's voter ID law.
State Senator Bob Onder wants to put an end to a provision in state law allowing voters without certain identification to still vote by signing a statement saying they are who they say they are. Onder, a Republican from Lake St. Louis, is proposing to create new provisions about the use of provisional ballots when voters do not have proper identification to vote. His bill also repeals a provision requiring the Secretary of State to provide advance notice of identification requirements for voting in elections. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
Drug maker Pfizer is awaiting federal approval to roll out its COVID-19 vaccine. Missouri has identified 21 sites to store the vaccinations, likely arriving later this month. The first batch is expected to include 51,000 doses, another 64,000 the following week. State Department of Health and Senior Services Director Dr. Randall Williams says the federal government has restricted the state from releasing where the drugs are being stored.
We're not allowed to share that for security reasons.
The vaccine will first be offered to healthcare and essential workers like daycare and school employees, first responders, and some food processing workers. And the Kansas City Chiefs announced yesterday that tickets for potential postseason games will go on sale starting on Monday. Management says tickets for all potential postseason games will be sold under the same reduced capacity as the regular season. Season ticket holders will get first dibs on seats with the opportunity to purchase the playoff pack, which includes tickets for all three potential home playoff games. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.